Blog Talk Radio.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry, don't walk on by. Don't walk on by. Why don't you look me in my eyes? Look me in my eyes.
because you never know what's coming right up to you. Could be your very last moment. Don't cry till my eyes are blue. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Well, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina. This is the first day of the week. Glad to be here. I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. The Sabbath day was absolutely wonderful yesterday. I got plenty of rest. I hope you did. And here we are again on our Blog Talk Radio show. And I just want to say shalom, shalom. And how is everyone doing today? And let's talk. Brother Donnie, I see you there. And a few other people are here. I want to know from you guys, yesterday was our second attempt at the class. How do you think it went? Somebody let me know, you know, as we begin to do things, we're trying to make it a smooth transition where everybody can get the lesson and still have feedback and all that kind of good stuff. All right, so anybody want to push one, please feel free to do that. 1 minute. Shalom, shalom, Brother Donia. How are you today?
Hey, shalom, Sister Yaina. How are you?
Oh, I'm guess I'll make it. I'll be all right. I'm just old, that's all.
You sound like me.
Getting old, Lord.
I like that song, woo, man. That song that you played at the head of the show.
That's Anthony Hamilton, Don't Say What You Won't Do. You can pull it up on YouTube. Anything I play, that's where I get it from, YouTube.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, that's Anthony Hamilton. Don't Say What You Won't Do. It's kind of old, but, I mean, I like them. You know, I got to start switching up my music here and adding some more songs. So, you know, just want to make sure you send some of that out there because I like a variety of music. You know, I like classical music, all kind of stuff. I just have to add some more things up to it. But other than that, all is well. You know, I just wanted to, you know, to set the stage for today and kind of talk about, you know, the last and the fourth beast and the Holy Roman Empire and all the stuff we're walking into because things is really speeding up pretty fast.
Yeah.
They really are.
This is the end of one rulership and the beginning of our rulership.
I know it. They don't want to hear that. Don't say that too loud, Brother Donia. They don't want to hear that. I mean, for real. Me and Malcolm was just talking about that today, how we rode through some of the neighborhoods, and some of these people just have been living good from generation to generation to generation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. They don't know what it is to struggle, you know, and to do the things. And you know, you had to get up and go to work every day because you had to survive. And some people, it was meant for them not to have to do that, you know. Crucial.
Yeah, no, I just spoke to Yehoshua in Ghana.
In where?
In Ghana.
Okay, okay.
You know the brother that's in Ghana that used to be a part of the
church? Yeah, I know Yehoshua, yeah.
Yeah, and he don't believe in the scriptures anymore.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he said, you understand? But, see, I know that we can't get away from it. You understand? Once we get this understanding, man, it's hard for us to turn away from it because, you understand, it's so obvious, you understand, you know. And he wants to say, which I can agree in some areas, you understand, I just disagree. And we left off having a disagreement, you understand, but, because he said, once you come over to the land and be on the land, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll be able to see a little bit, another picture. You know, he wants to talk about how he wants to say that, which I understand now, you understand, that the European has put all of this stuff in our head, you know, even with the scriptures. They wrote the scriptures, you understand? And
wow.
We've been misled by what was being said, but see, the thing is that we have to have discernment, and so some of the things that's being said in the scriptures, you understand, it may not be exactly how we see it, you understand.
Uh-huh.
We have to take a real hard look at those things, you understand, you know. And like I told him, I said that once we become you know, out of peoples, and we're out of this environment that we're in, wherever we're at. You understand? We have to build a culture that speaks to our characteristics, void of all the understanding that we got in the last 2,500 years. You understand? Because what we're doing, we're trying to put both of them together. What the scriptures say, and what we've learned here in this captivity. You understand? But it's only one way. You understand? I wanted somebody else to be on the line when I was talking, so he could talk, and y'all could hear how, you know, his description, what he understands. You understand? Now he was, he wanted to say that we under the Christian understanding, everything that we talk about or what we see and what we understand is all Christian. And I'm saying that's not true. You understand? You know, we went round and round, man. I wish I had a case.
So does he believe he's still an Israelite, or he doesn't even believe that?
Oh, he says that we all have.
Oh, see, and you know what? That's what I was afraid of, because I want to play this tape for you real quick before I comment on what you just said, because that is a trick, and I'm gonna tell you why it's a trick. I want to make this publicly known to everyone that is a trick. But I'm gonna play this videotape for you first, because I want you to hear this, and I meant to show you guys this the other day, yesterday when we was in class, but we got busy. But I want you to listen very carefully to what they're saying. Don't get hyped over the other stuff. Just listen to what they're saying. Okay, here we go. Check this out.
And I'm going back for extended periods of time. So
some exciting things are happening on the continent. There's a lot of talk about the great return of our dispersed African brothers and sisters across the world.
Black people, all our black people, yes.
Go back to Africa.
Okay.
Whatever you're doing here, do it there.
In recent years, thousands of African Americans have made the decision to, quote, return home to the African continent.
We are 27 strong from the diaspora. Home in Ghana.
Many say they want to escape the racial pressure pot of the United States, while some want to connect to the land of their ancestors.
What would make a person walk off the set of a successful show and go to Africa?
Not quite, because I don't understand everything, but I'm going to learn. And when I come back in December, because I'm coming back, and when I come back, I'm going to be speaking the good to green. I'm going to be, I'm going
to
be talking.
I'm ready to go to Africa just to relax and have a good time, because I'm tired of the traffic in L.A.
So I think that going to Africa is great. I think every black person should go at some point if you can.
Sam, good to see Kobina back home in Ghana on the ground.
The African Union ambassador to the U.S. calling our African American brothers and sisters back home.
You are all the African. You are all the African Union. And building the Africa that we want is your responsibility.
Africa is the only place in the world where black people can go and build Fortune 500 companies from scratch within 5 years.
Some say Africa's golden era is gone. A time when great African kings and queens built their dreams into empires stretching across the continent and beyond. But we say a new era is upon us. A new set of African kings and queens are on the rise, driven by the same wealth of character as the kings and queens before them, building new empires of enterprise with the right partnership. So rise up wherever you are, new kings and queens of Africa. Embrace your full potential and be proud of your heritage.
We have a wonderful sister here, Dancing Lion. Our first time in the motherland, yeah! Yes, you are home, my sister. My sister, you are home. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I just wanted to play that because I've been trying to get to that for a minute. Okay, one thing I want to make very, very clear is if you listen to the tape, they're telling the African-American people to come back home. One thing we have to realize is that that never was our home. We ran into Africa to get away from the Romans, and that was never our home. And when the time came, we were held captive there until we were sent all over the continent as slaves. Now, this is what I see. I could be wrong, but this is what I see. There's a dilemma right now, and this is one of the biggest dilemmas that has ever hit this whole world, because you have two different people stating that they are the same thing. You got the Israelis claiming that they are the one, they are the chosen people, and then you got Yah's true people that are waking up saying that we are the chosen people. So something has to be done because they have to get us out of the way so that they can continue to do what it is they have to do. Because the whole world is saying, well, okay, well, who is the people? Because these people are saying they the people, and you saying you the people, which one is it? So guess what they do? They go to Africa and they cut a deal. This is what we're gonna do for you. We're gonna build up your land. We're gonna put some money into your land. We're gonna do some things for you that we haven't done before. We're gonna give you a voice. The only thing we say is that when the Negroes start to wake up and they get ready to want to come home or they want to come back to the land, that the motherland is where they come to. Because that's not the land that the Most High gave us, and that this is where we want them to come, because this is where they will be socially acceptable over here, because we don't want them over there. So then they build this big campaign going on. Everybody, we going back to Africa. Africa is where we from. Africa is our homeland. Africa, Africa, that's all we have heard in the last 4 months is Africa, Africa, Africa. But guess what? Our homeland is bigger than that. Our land is the land that the Most High gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That spans into all four different countries, more than four. But now all of a sudden we're in the way, because now we want to go back to a place that is already occupied by the nations who vowed that we would never be a nation again. So now this brother done went over there knowing he was a Hebrew, and now all of a sudden he's not a Hebrew anymore, and all of this was set up by the white man for us to believe that we was Hebrew Israelites, when now all of a sudden we Africans and the book ain't real no more. That is the devil, if it ain't nobody that I know it is. That's the devil. And all they say in that clip is, come back to Africa and help us build up Africa. We done already built up America. The Most High didn't tell us we had to go and build up nothing else. Could be wrong. Could be wrong, but that's what I see. And it's more palatable for us to go back there because everybody got the same skin color. So no wonder China is over there building it up. Russia's over there building it up. Because somebody made a deal somewhere for that to be the spot that we all leave to when we get ready to leave, in my opinion. Because it's just too convenient. And then when they get over there, they deprogramming the brother. Now he don't even believe he Israel anymore. Come on now.
So he believes
the Israelis is the true people? And Ham don't exist?
Let me chime in over here. See, first of all, I think there's going to be a great destruction. And all of those people that are under the auspices of the European, the Western culture, it's going to be totally annihilated. So when we talk about, when I talk about going back to our homeland, we're going to have to go through, it says that we're going to go back the same way we came.
I said that's fair.
You understand? We came through Ghana. There's going to be a holy highway that we're going to go back and go into the wilderness, which is in, what is that? Is it in Libya or one of them places?
Saudi Arabia.
Is in that region. You understand? And we're going to, then we're going to be purged. It's not so that so that we go in there over there and cohabitate with those Africans, although some of our brothers and sisters may do that. You understand? Because when we came out of North Africa, you understand, some of them brothers and sisters went north into the Europeans. You understand? And they cohabitated with them Europeans. You understand? But the bulk of us will be going into the wilderness. You understand? Those that understand, those that come back to the Almighty with their whole heart and whole soul. You understand? So it's not the point that we got to go over there and cohabitate with them. Now, you said something that I'm not sure I understand. You said that we were captives in Africa, and we're not captives in Africa at all.
They held us there before they shipped us out in Ghana at the door of no return.
That's not true. That's not true at all. You understand? What happened was the ones that they sent let me go a step further. They knew who the European, and I meant to tell that brother this here. They knew who they came to get. You understand? Because if they didn't know who they came to get, how come they didn't take everybody? You understand? They knew that they came to get Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. That's who they came to get. And the Africans knew who they were selling. They were selling Hebrew Israelites at that particular time. Now, let me go a step further. You understand? We were in that region for at least 1,000 years before they came and got us out of that coastal area. You understand? So we cohabitated with those folks. You understand? We sired children. Now, it's under my understanding of that, of them selling us, it could have been some of our own brothers and sisters who were Hebrew Israelites that were sired in that region at that particular time that sold us into Africa. That's just my contention. You understand what I believe? You understand? You know, because we were in that region. There's evidence, and Yehoshua, he made reference to the fact that a lot of those nations, you understand, were Hebrew Israelites. Man, he named off about 15 nations over there that we cohabitated with those folks. We sired children with them folks. And in that 1,000-year reign, in a 1,000-year time period, we were over there, you understand, and in 1,000 years, man, we built up nations. We built up those nations, you understand. But as far as us going over there, that's why I'm saying I'm waiting on the Almighty, because there's going to be a great destruction here, you understand, and then the Almighty's going to bring us out, you understand. We have to be in the places where we were captive at until the Almighty bring us out of there. You understand? Now, you understand? Now, he can go over there, you understand? You know, there's going to be, we're going to have differences of opinion. You understand? You know, and he's over there, you understand? He's dealing with them folks and blah, 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 you know, all the things that he's, you know. And just like they told us a story, they could tell him a story, too. But he's saying that, you understand, he's using other evidence, you understand, of what's saying. But we're not Africans, and that's the point that I wanted to try to drive home to him, because he don't believe that there was a Shem, Ham, and Yafet. He believes that everybody was African, you understand, and I think the difference, you understand, because, like I said, he's saying that he don't believe in the book anymore. He said he don't need no book to have logic. And I have to be like that.
Wow. I'm so sorry to hear that. I am so sorry to hear that. That the brother is there. But like I said, when you
agree to disagree, you understand? And I hope that we still be able to talk. And if I change my mind or I see something different, then I will definitely convey. You understand? He wanted to say he was a logical person. Man, you know how logical I am. You understand? You know, I don't believe in just stupidity or nonsense, and whatever evidence that's being presented, you understand, it has to be proven in my head. Hallelujah.
I just think it's a conspiracy, and I feel so sorry for him. you know, well, see, because you know, all he's doing is then transferred one assimilation to for another one. Because he has assimilated into that culture.
Yeah.
And he is living as a, hello?
Yeah, I'm there. Go ahead.
I said he's living as an African over there, and he has assimilated himself into that culture, and unfortunately he has forfeited his Hebrew Israelite heritage, and I really do feel sorry for him. I really do. But it's a setup to me. It just smells like a rat, and it always has from the very beginning to me.
Well, see, here's what I
smell like a rat, you know. I just do. It's just too convenient. Like I said, we all the same color, and we can blend in better there than anywhere else, and no one has to admit anything as long as we're there. And then once we're there, we don't have to go through any more changes about anything because we're around black people that's got black skin. But the brother now is saying he don't believe we Israelites. He don't believe he don't believe in the book. He just believe everybody African. That's crazy. But that's bound to happen because all you got to do is stay over there long enough, and if you're not rooted and grounded, they will convince you of that, and that's quite obvious.
Well, see, the thing that I'm trying to explain to him, and here's what I told him, that we have to wait and see. You understand? Let it all play out. You understand? Right now, you have your interpretation and your beliefs. You understand? And I have mine. But I trust in the Almighty. You understand? You know, and he was telling about, you know, he's saying that we have to we don't need no book to tell us right from wrong and blah 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 and this that and the other. You understand? I think it's different. You understand? But you understand? It has. You see, all the things that we talk about has, you know, about the great destruction and all that. We have to see. We have to play. Let it all play out. You understand what I'm saying? You know, this stuff is not happening just by chance. Just all of these things that go on. And we got to look at the thing that the Almighty said that he was going to turn our captivity right before our eyes. Now, now we are inundated with all of this technology, and we can see, you understand, all over the world what's going on. Now, it couldn't have happened at no other time that we see this stuff right before our eyes change. You understand what I'm saying? You know, even if they were doing this stuff, you understand, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, before they had these computers, what's the name? We didn't know what was actually going on, but now we can see what's going on. They talk about it all over the world. You understand what I'm saying? So that to me, you understand, is an indication. You understand that the Almighty is doing this. Now, you know, you understand some of these things that we see. I mean, most of the things that we see, most of the things that we hear or read about, you understand, might be a little questionable. I haven't seen that yet, but I understand that some people might question it, especially if they don't have the Almighty in their heart. You understand? The Almighty said he was gonna write it in our inward parts, so we won't need no books. You understand? We will all have of the 613 laws within us that to know to do right and wrong. You understand what I'm saying? So, but you understand? Now we're gonna have brothers and sisters, man. You understand? You know, like I said, like we always talk about, it's only gonna be a remnant of folk. It ain't gonna be everybody, and it's gonna hurt your heart to know that your best friend is not going to be with you because of what they think and how they want to act and what they want to do. You understand? You know, so we got to get it in our understanding that it ain't going to be everybody, man. And it's going to be some of our folks that we care about the most. Hallelujah.
That's true. Because you got to be rooted and grounded in this thing because guess what? You're right. It's just a book. And if that's all it is to you, that's all it'll be to you. But you got to see yourself in the book and identify that you Israel because, like I said, this is the first time in history where there is a dispute about which one is the people. And everybody's listening to the Israelites over the YouTube.
That's always been questionable. Because, see, you understand, I mean, even, you know, when I was coming up 1972, they were still talking about Israel, you understand, and that another, but they were more susceptible to accept the Israelite way than they are today.
Right, because it's becoming more prevalent that we are the people, and the world is questioning now. So a deal had to be made, and like I said, I believe that with my whole heart. Somebody made a deal. They sat down at the table, the African Union, with the United Nations or whoever it was, and they made a deal. Look, we need to, they waking up, we need to, because you know what, back in my day, when I used to run into the Africans, they would tell me in a minute, we not Negroes. That's who you are. We not Negroes. We Africans. And they made a distinct difference between us and them. And now all of a sudden we go over there and we assimilate? No. So I just think the deal was made. It was better for us to go there because everybody got the same skin color and we would be out the way.
It was easy for them to be accepted in that time period. But it's going to be toe up, sister. It's going to be toe up from the ground up. You understand? It's going to be a hell of a thing. You understand? I mean, now, Yehoshua, he don't believe that. He believes that, you know, that these things is happening now, blah, blah, blah. But it's going to be a destruction, man, because we cannot have these stumbling blocks amongst that we can say, well, I don't want to be Israelite no more. I'm going over there with the Hamites. You understand? It ain't going to be like that at all, period. We're going to have to do this talk or die. That's what it's going to be.
That's true. That is true. And that don't matter how much, what did he say he got? He got common sense or philosophy or whatever it is he said. You still got to keep Yah's law at the end of the day.
Listen,
that breaks my heart. But I mean, like you said, you're going to go through some stuff. People going to break your heart. The people who you think going to make it ain't going to be the ones that make it. And that's why I tell everybody, stand firm and wait on Yah. Because all they got to do is whisper something into the social media, and it runs like cancer through all Facebook, Twitter, everything. Africa, 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 Africa. Everybody talking about Africa. And it just suspect to me. It is. It always has.
You know what happened? Okay, and Zambia, you understand? They had a terrible tycoon in Zambia, in Africa. So I could see the Almighty get ready to tear this place up. I'm talking about everybody going to be helter-skelter. You understand? I'm talking about you, me, and everybody going to be looking for a hole to get in. You understand?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello?
I'm listening to you. I said absolutely.
Yeah, the Almighty said that the Almighty gonna send April or Gabriel or Michael or one of them, you understand, to get us from the cleft of the rocks. We gonna be head out. You understand?
Yep.
So it's got to be tore up from the floor, man. It's gonna be a hell of a day. And I understand, you know, that, you know. See what it is that he's trying to save his cardio. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and I heard a brother say that. You understand? We're gonna, you know, we're gonna sway back and forth on what is right and what is wrong. We're gonna go from what is right and what is wrong. We're gonna, you understand? We're gonna try to toe the line. You understand? Well, if Africa is going to be the one, I'm going to be on that side. If Israel is going to be on the one, I'm going to be on that side. We can't have that. Period.
Nope. I agree.
Understand.
I agree. You got to make up your mind. You got to know for surety and stand flat-footed and firm that we Hebrew Israelites and our land is the land that he gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that's the land that he promised to us, which was an inheritance. And that's what we're on our way back to the wilderness so that we can be in a place of safety to cover us until he comes back and do this destroying that he's going to do.
Yeah, well, see, you know, one thing that he said, and I disagree, you understand, is that, you know, that we came from the same mother. So when he talk about Ham and we talk about Shem, you understand, they both the same. And I said that's not true. You understand? They had Ham, Shem, and Japheth. You understand? Japheth came from the same mother, but we know that he was the progenitor of those European nations.
Right.
How come we be the progenitor of those European nations, and all of a sudden we all Africa?
Right.
I agree with him that Israel might be on the African tectonic fault line. You understand what I'm saying? And that may be part of Africa, you understand?
Right.
You know, right. In the sense of the land mass. But the Almighty gave us, see, and then here's another thing. He don't know where Israel is. You know why? Because he's just assimilating that we just got that little sliver of where they talk about we on the tectonic plate. But Israel is a vast place.
Sure is. Sure is. It spans several countries.
From the I can't remember the names of the places that we were between that and Saudi Arabia, and from one place to the Mediterranean Sea. You understand? So
that's
come
true.
On, man.
That's true. And even guess what? And even if we did all come from Noah's wife, the Most High separated the difference. He did that at the Tower of Babel. He separated everybody and did it the way he wanted it to be. So you can't go to another nation and let them tell you how the story was written because they don't believe the story. That's on them. That's why I knew it was some stuff. I was almost going to say something. That's why I knew it was some stuff in the game when that Dr. Mumbi or whoever the heck she was stand up there, come back to Africa, girl, go on, because we're not doing it. We're going to wait on y'all. All that old mess, and all the Israelites got to do is hear one word, and it passes through like fire, like cancer. Well, and then everybody, why come we can't? That's what. Why come we can't go back? That's where I don't care what everybody else is doing. You better like we said Saturday or Thursday. We better
like
trust y'all.
I'm not gonna try to change your mind. I'm just gonna give you my interpretation. You understand? I'm going to let you do your thing, and I'm not going to even argue with you. That's what I had to leave off saying.
It's ridiculous. But, it happens to the best of them. It happens to the best of them. And that means, the brother just was not rooted and grounded.
He's a good brother. He's very knowledgeable. You understand what I'm saying? But sometimes, man, you understand, that our knowledge can get us in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. And eventually, guess what? He's going to start serving their gods, too. He's going to start serving their gods eventually. If he feel like he's African, he's going to start serving their gods, too. Watch what I tell you.
And I told him that I gave him the analysis that one of the reasons that I see that the Almighty, and it's not written nowhere in the scriptures, is that we could not dwell with Egypt is because they were heathenistic and immoral. You understand? They did sexual perversion and they ate everything.
You understand?
And now I didn't want to question his what's his name, but they eat everything in Africa.
Yep, absolutely.
They don't distinguish and have no and I told him, I said, we got a moral law, you understand? We got a dietary law, you understand? And we got a spiritual law, a law, that we abide by, you understand? And I was just trying to open up the door there and let him know that Egypt was immoral and hedonistic. They ate everything and they committed sexual perversions. That's what they did. And we had to come out. Now, don't say that in the scriptures, but we can attribute that to why the Almighty had us get out of there, because we cannot dwell amongst peoples other the other nations at all. Period.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear it. It breaks my heart, that he went to those extremes and that they got to him to the point where, he is denouncing Yah because they don't serve Yah. And that would have been my question. What God do they serve? Who are you serving now? You not serving Yah?
Because
I would have had to ask him that. So you don't serve Yah. You don't believe Yah. You don't believe him either, right? You don't. Who are you serving? Because they don't serve Yah. That's not their God.
Yeah. He was always leaning that way. If it was so easily to be swayed in that particular time period that he'd been affiliated, you understand? He's always been sitting on the fence.
Well,
and like
that
said,
breaks my heart. I'm sorry to hear that.
He, it breaks my heart for him to be able to say that, and I told him that. You understand what I'm saying? But I have to let you be who you want to
I ain't gonna change my mind.
If you wasn't rooted and grounded in the Lord,
yeah, yeah, probably.
He would have changed your mind and heartbeat.
That's why we got to stay in that word. That's why we stay in that word, no matter what. Because to some people, it's just a book. It's the foolishness of a book. But to us, it's the word of Yah. I don't care how many times it's been tampered with, messed with, or done whatever. We find Israel in there, and our story is in there. And that's why we continue to keep the scriptures and stay in that word so you can be rooted and grounded and not plucked up every time somebody come up with a new idea or a new thought.
They can change, your mind because they be telling this word I'm talking about, they lay it out. You understand? If I wasn't a Hebrew Israelite, I'd probably be a Muslim.
It's
the way that they can lay it out. Yeah, I'm just
and
saying,
it's,
you know, you understand?
It's
when
deception. It ain't nothing but pure deception.
What were you saying?
And unfortunately, you know, Brother Donia, in the last days, we're going to have to deal with this. Because guess what?
Yeah.
If the enemy can sway you to the point where you denounce being an Israelite, you boy, look, you do. So this is not the time for that at all. You know, you know, honey.
Closer to the Almighty with
that's
all
true.
Trusting the Almighty with all our heart and soul. And I'm not telling everybody to do what I do. I want you to read the book and make your own decision. You understand? And if you understand where I'm coming from, I don't try to read the book or give you stuff and then paraphrase. I give you what it says. What it says is what I believe in. I don't need to tell you. You understand? I don't need to paraphrase. I don't need to say. Well, it means this. I don't need to do that because it's plain and simple to me. I got a simple way, Mike. I should be back in less than 15 minutes. My nephew is downstairs.
Okay, no problem. Yeah. And that's all they're talking about, too. Ghana, the year return. And this is the year. Man, get out of here with that. Ain't nobody on it. We not finna do it unless y'all say we gonna do it. We not doing it. I don't care how glamorous you make it because it is what it is. Like I said, a deal was made. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what nobody say, a deal was made. They made a deal. In return, they building up the place over there and putting money over there, and all it was a deal made. Mm-mm. It was always suspect to me. I don't care who, what, and where. You know, these people are very clear. When they start talking about Africans and Negroes, they were very clear from the beginning. Stating we do not serve, we are not Negroes, and we don't do this. And very clear about the separation between Africans and Negroes. Now, all of a sudden, we one people? No, I don't think so. And they pushing it. It's all over the internet, the return to Ghana. And they always got black people up there pushing it. Oh, we need to go back to Ghana. We need to, man, get out of here. That's not who we are. We don't serve those gods. Those are not the people that we are, and we are going to remain to be who we are. Mm-mm. No. That's not what Yah said. Now, if he make it different, we can do it different. If he say something different, we'll definitely be in prayer and say something different, but no. And the young man is the prime example as to why no. Because he done went over there. Now he ain't an Israelite no more. He don't believe in the Bible no more. We all Hamites. We all Africans. My question is, what God you serving now? Who is he? What's his name? Because they don't serve Yah. But I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was only a matter. Anybody else want to push one, please feel free. Brother Donia is out of commission for a minute, but I knew it was going to happen. I knew this was bound to happen. I knew it. It's ridiculous. I knew it. Area code 919, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air. Hold on, I see you, 928, I'm coming. 919, your mic is open.
Yeah, I was going to say this is suspicious on so many levels, the return to Ghana, but just two things really hold me grounded. One is Yah promised us that no man would redeem us from this captivity but him. He alone is going to bring us out of here. And the other is we have a greater promise than this carrot of economic prosperity among other peoples. We are being called to be a holy nation and a priestly kingdom before our Elohim. And I don't see that in Return to Ghana or anywhere else, but wait on Yah.
Hallelujah. I'm with you 100%. You know, everybody wants out so bad. They want out. They do. They want out. And I understand that everybody wants out. They want to be gone. They're tired of living in the conditions that they're living in, and they want out. But, like I said, if Yah says that that's the way, then we go. But he has not said that. Like you said he would deliver, that we were going to spend those years in the wilderness. Now, I don't really know. I'm just going to continue to pray. Area code 928, your mic is open. You go ahead. You're on the air.
We can't forget that we were in bondage in Egypt at one point in time. But even the rabbis in Africa know about the people called the Israelites, and they were people not originally from Africa.
But
we were in bondage. We were in bondage over there. We don't want to return to some place where the Most High delivered us from. That's absolutely insane for us to turn back and go back to where he delivered us. So I'm with you all when it says don't go back, but I just want you to know that they need to go further back from our heritage from Africa. They need to go back before we were in Egypt. We became slaves when we were in Egypt because somebody rose up that didn't know Joseph and his brethren. So, and then they made us slaves. But we need to stand on the science that some of the people have been here for a long time, 50,000 years. Some of the melanated people were here in America over 50,000 years ago. But then some of the people were from another place, from Egypt, and then they were enslaved. So when they do the witchcraft, because that's really witchcraft when they use words like that, they're using witchcraft on us and saying that we are from Africa. You go before we were enslaved, and you'll find that we are not African.
Nope. Well, that's the big push, sis, and you know what? The brother is a perfect example of what one of our weak brothers and sisters will fall off and do, because the chain is only as strong as the weakest link. It is, and then you know what I'm saying? That's why I'd never encourage anybody to go anywhere, because, you know, the brother done went over there and forgot who he is.
They need to touch his blood.
And if you don't believe in the book, you can't believe in Yah, because they don't serve Yah. He said he don't believe in none of that no more. We all Africans. Why? Because you went to a land where it's all black and you see black prosperity, and you say if you can't beat them, join them. When do we take a stand? Because we've already coming out of one environment, walking into another one that's going to be just as chaotic. Because I'm telling you one thing, those people don't have no love for us. It was a deal made. I don't care what nobody say. It just came up out of the blue all of a sudden. It was just too convenient. I didn't buy it when it came across the first time, and I still don't buy it today. They calling this year, 2019, Ghana, the year of return. So we supposed to go over there and be under a king that has nothing to do with our society, and then we going from a republic to a monarch. Man, I just don't see that. I just don't see that. I could be wrong. I could. I just don't see it. I just felt like it was a rat in the game somewhere. I really did in the beginning. And, you know, everybody jumped on me, Yaina, your daddy is our homeland, and Yaina, you can't feel like that. But look at what's going on. Look, they talking about coming and building up that country. We didn't already built up a country. We built this one. So we got to come and build yours and be second-class citizens? please. I just don't believe. I'm sorry. Nope. I don't see the sense in it, and I won't ever. I just don't see it. I want you to hear something. Here we got another one. Hold on. I just want you to hear how they're pushing it. And this is the BBC. Watch. Here we go. I want you to hear this. Here we go.
Come home. That is the message Ghana's government is sending out to every man, woman, and child of African descent around the world. They're calling 2019 the year of return, and they want to encourage people of African heritage to live and work in Ghana, as Thomas Nadi reports.
For three centuries, castles like this on the West African coast were a key transit point for slaves. Families split apart, forced to work and make a life far from home. Now Ghana's government is calling for people like Sikli to return to their ancestral lands. She moved with her family after visiting from America 2 years ago, and now she's settled in Accra.
There's a lot of misconceptions in regard to how, you know, it is living in Africa as a whole, and then specifically in Ghana. So I think it's very important that people begin to visit so they can stop, you know, a lot of the misconceptions, really have their own idea of what it's really like.
Ghana is the first country in Africa to adopt legislation that allows Africans in the diaspora a legal right to return. The country passed the Right to Abode Law in 2001 to allow Africans in the diaspora to live and work in Ghana without renewing their visas or work permits. This latest initiative is to mark 400 years since the first slaves left port in Ghana and never came home. This video to promote the year of return shows Ghana at its best. But is it a realistic reflection of what returnees can expect?
The overwhelming emotion is everybody looks like me. It feels so much like I've always been here. There's this resonance of this is home, and also the dignity of the African. You feel it when you're on the continent. So Ghana is poised, open for business, but also for the reconnection. It's more the people-to-people relationship that the ministry is trying to build on.
Ghana has long been recognized as a key location for Africa's diaspora. It has one of the fastest-growing economies in the world, fabulous weather, beautiful beaches, and bustling markets. Many are hoping it's enough to convince the wider African family in Europe, America, and the Caribbean to make the move. Thomas Nadi, BBC News, Accra.
All right, that's what they're doing. That's the plan. That's going to be the spot. That's the spot they set aside for us. Like I said, it was a deal made. Somebody sat down at the table and said, look, we can't have them over here. We can't have them coming back to Saudi Arabia. We don't want all them Negroes over here in Saudi Arabia. We're going to have to put them somewhere. And the best place to put them is with people that look like them. And that's the deal that was made. And in return, they put money into it for economic growth, and this is what's going on. Now, all I'm saying is pray and make sure. If you make that move, make sure Yah is telling you to make that move. You know, because it doesn't, I mean, you know, it just breaks my heart that it went that far to the point where he has denounced his Hebrew Israelite heritage. Because it's more of them than it is us. And of course you're going to assimilate into the culture. You're not going to be standoffish by yourself. Because
yeah,
evidently it's not enough Israelites going over there, or else he would have been able to go into an Israelite community. But it's just a mess. Yes, ma'am.
What if they're trying to get us all over there so they can inoculate us or do something to us, and then we'll be a country of, because they get the AIDS over there before. They get the Ebola over there. All there to try to wipe us out.
Yeah, that's a genocide.
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's a genocide.
That definitely, you just never know. I mean, like I said, we're going to have to trust Yah on that one, because we going from a republic to a monarch to the people that held us captive before. Area code 773, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
What person is it that is denounced their heritage?
He's one of he was a part of the Nation of Yehuda at one point. He had been going back and forth to Ghana anyway, and him and his wife, and I guess they finally made the move. And Brother Donny, I just told him, he said he don't believe in the Bible anymore. He doesn't believe that he's an Israelite anymore. He believes that we're all Africans.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Anybody else? Terrible. It is really terrible. It really is. But, I mean, you know. And like I said, evidently it's not a lot of them over there. Or why would you give up your heritage? So, I don't know. What do you guys think about it?
I think they're going to kill them, all of them.
Dang, sis. Do you?
I really do, because they already stole the land, and nobody wants to give that land back. And they know we're coming for that land because our 400 years is over. And I think that there's a plan that they're going to try to wipe us out. Two-thirds of us going to be wiped out. That's the plan.
That's some scary stuff right there. It really, really is. It's crucial. And these are people that never admitted to being Negroes. That's the part that get me. They would tell you in the beginning, I'm not no Negro. I remember I was sending newsletters out, and I was sending them to different people that I had on my email list, and I had like thousands of people. And one of the African girls sent me an email back. She said, I'm not one of you all. I'm African. So please cease and desist from sending me anything pertaining to the Hebrew Israelites. And I said, no problem. We'll never send you anything else again. So they don't believe that they're us, but they want to get us over there so they can make us believe we one of them. Because why wouldn't they help to promote his culture? That's why they're calling us African brothers and sisters, African-American brothers and sisters, and African brothers and sisters all over the world. You can come back, please.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. I really don't want to say. I don't want to say what I want to say. But that doctor, whatever her name is, oh, my goodness. From the moment I knew that she is trying to, first of all, she tries to make all of Africa is the promised land, okay?
Right.
And then second of all, she tries to include Africa in the promises of God. Between the stroke, I know that I should say yeah, but.
That's all right.
So I'm sorry, but I know I should say yeah, but I cannot get that out sometimes. But I try to correct myself. But everything else, they tell her that she is a prophetess and she's not.
Yep.
And I mean, oh my goodness, I just so much stuff has gone on, and it's so much stuff. It's so much stuff. But like I said, we have to lean on what Yah is saying. We have to lean on Yah. This is a time that we need discernment. The discernment, and we will not farther from the truth. We will not lead from the truth. But I mean, if you don't have that discernment, man. Oh my goodness, there's so much stuff I could say about her. So much stuff. And her people are trying to say that she is a prophetess. I mean, she doesn't even know 10 Bible scriptures along to say she's a prophetess. But other people say, oh, yes, she's a prophet. God says she's a prophet. Oh, my goodness. And they're just trying to promote this And I knew from the beginning, it's not right. It's not right. It's not right. It is not right. That's all I got to say.
What I see is that there's going to be a war. If we go over there as a group, it's going to be a war, a civil war. I see us killing them and them killing us, and then it's black-on-black crime, and nobody cares. That's what I see. I see more than that, but that's, I'm telling you, stay put. Don't go over there. Don't give in. Listen to the message Yahina is trying to tell you. This is a setup. I see.
Yep.
I see it.
Yep. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me open this up. Area code 903, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Thank you so much, Sister Yahina. I just want to ask a question. Aren't they the Hamites and aren't we the Shemites? So
yes, ma'am, according to the scriptures. Yes, ma'am. But that's what he's saying now that he's over there. There's no such thing because we all came from Noah's wife. So we all came from the same mother, and there's no difference. But the Most High said that there is a difference. But he doesn't believe in the scriptures anymore.
That's the problem. So I have to, you know, see, I allow everybody to understand and believe what they want to believe. I'm going to follow what the Word says.
Me too. Me too. I'm with you. It just was too convenient for me. I'm with you, Brother Donnie. We going to wait on y'all and see what y'all says the next move is. Because, I mean, somebody had to offer them something. For them to open up the, oh, we have open arms for you. Come back to God now. Yeah, right.
Well,
okay.
What's been said, you understand, is the fact that they trying to drum up commerce and money. If we come there even the Europeans, they made agreements with the Europeans, and they gave them X amount of billion of dollars. Now, the Europeans have bought off a whole lot of land and stuff, and then, too, they inflating that land, you know. And so they need us to help them collaborate with those folks, you understand? And I just see it as a mess, so I'm going to tell you that right now. I trust in the Almighty. He's going to give us a sign, man. He ain't never brought us this far and going to and not deliver on what he said. He's not going to do that. That's not the kind of God that I observe. He's always got us out of these nets that we put ourselves in.
Yeah, that is very, very, very true. So, I mean, you know, it's just, Lord, have mercy. We gotta pray. We're just going
to break your heart when you see somebody, you understand, that's going that other way, you understand, and you know him. You know,
that's true. It's sad. It is really so sad. You know, because if that's the case and they letting us come back, why couldn't we come back as the Hebrew Israelites? You know what I'm saying? Why would we have to come back as Africans? They still hold us under another name.
Yeah, I don't think that, you know, I think it's that they're trying to drum up commerce. You understand? We're going to build up and we're going to, because we always, wherever we always went, we set up shop. You understand?
Yeah.
We're making commerce for us. You understand? And they need that kind of commerce there. So.
That's really bad.
And in the name of them collaborating with the enemy.
Yeah.
You understand? The Chinese, man, got armies over there in Africa right now, and they're training Africans, you know, in the military.
Yeah, that's what I said. Somebody made a deal.
They get ready to teach Chinese in the schools, in the African schools.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody made a deal.
You know, that's the hand of the Almighty, man. You understand? He get rid of all of these European nations, the ones that are invading and infiltrating, and that keeps us captive. Oh, it's a mess, man, over there in Africa right now. You understand? And a lot of nations.
Yeah.
I'm
like,
well, I'm going to stay here and wait on the Almighty, and I know he's going to. He's supposed to send an angel to get us out from the clefts of the rock and then the bull within the fields where we're going to be headed out and bring us to the wilderness. That's what I understand.
And your eyes
are still faint for what your eyes going to see.
Ugly. Lord have mercy. It just breaks my heart.
Gotta go through it.
It really does. You know, we just gotta watch. You gotta just be careful because it's always out there, and it looks good, and it sounds good. And I just think that we should just trust Yah. I really do. We got to. We don't have no choice. Whew. Bless His name, Lord have mercy. It's just the power of Yah, and you can see it. You know, when somebody makes that kind of decision like that, it's like, you can see it.
They did a good job on us, man, those people to help us captives in America. You understand?
Yeah.
Because we all pickled up, man. I'm telling you. You should hear them Egyptologists.
Yep. Really crucial. That is just so sad. You know, that people are so tired and they're trying to escape this punishment to the point where they would just denounce. Because that's like denouncing Yah.
That is correct. Ooh. They don't, you know a scripture in there that reads that they don't condemn you, they condemn me. And you understand, they're going against the Almighty. It's not us personally, it's against the Almighty that they're doing this stuff.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
This is a scary time, but it's an exciting time.
It is. It definitely is that. It definitely is that. It's just.
Just go ugly for a little while.
Real ugly. We just got to trust Him. That's all we have. We don't have nobody else. Like you always say, we don't have nobody else. There's nobody else that can come to our defense and make this thing work but us.
That is correct.
And then the thing about it is everybody's making all the decisions but us. They deciding where we go. No, for real. Nobody has sat down and said, okay, what's the appropriate place? Because they know where we're headed, and they made the decision where we need to be.
Well, see, they never going to get it, sister. They not Hebrew Israelites. They didn't go through nothing. You understand? They was the head. We was the tail.
Oh, my goodness.
They have not got a clue.
Wow. It's just so sad. I mean, you know, like I said, just hold fast, everybody. Don't make any rash decisions. You know, we still got 5 months in this captivity. That's the purpose for us going before the Most High when we come together as a nation, because that is definitely one of the things that we need to pray about and ask Him about. What do you want us to do next? And I know what He's going to say. He's going to say, stand still and see the salvation of Yah.
That's
it's just a horrible thing to be in a, you know, and it's just, and what you know, and I know everybody is tired of it, and they come on here and we need this Africa, they making plans for, they don't get to make plans for us where we going. Yah's the one who determines, and I know He works through men, and I know He works through governments, but before we make a move, and we know we coming over there as Israelites, not African Americans, not Africans, but Israelites, we don't move. Because I don't want to be backing down in one of them holes in them dungeons in Elamina Castle. I don't want to be back down in there where our ancestors were.
Because who's going to come to our defense? And you done sold everything and moved over there and came over there for good. Who's going to help you? Just like the Most High said when we was reading in Jeremiah. He said, if you stay where you at, he said, I'll be with you. He said, but if you go down in Egypt, you're going to die by the sword and by the famine. Didn't he say that, Brother Donian? Let me find that scripture. We just read that Thursday night.
Yeah, that's yes.
I'm sorry, say again?
Yes, yes, that's what his scripture says, yes.
That's what, didn't he?
Yes, yes.
He said that. He said, if you stay where you are, I'll bless you.
Right. Right.
You know? And now they in Egypt, now they over there in Africa serving those gods. And that, the girl that you just heard that was on there talking about, she brought her family down there. She brewing some stuff in a cup, and they sitting on the beach on a mat in a yoga position humming and screaming. I know, that's not who we are. No, no. That is not who we are. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that no more. I'm sorry. I won't be the one doing that one. I know. We done been through enough over here. To have to go over there and do... No, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
nope. That is crucial. That ain't going to be no joke. That's going to be real serious right there. That's Jeremiah chapter 44. He told him, don't go to Egypt. He said, if you go there, you're going to die by the sword. And you know what the Israelites told him? We going anyway. Because when we was down in Egypt and we was serving the queen of heaven, we was living good. We stopped doing that and all hell broke loose. They told that to Yah. I mean, you got to be ludicrous to say stuff like that out of your mouth. You got to be stupid, plain stupid. He said, all right, if you go, you're going to die by the sword. You're going to die by the famine. He said, and I'm going to make sure of it.
That may still be true for today. If we go down
there,
we may die by the sword.
That's what I'm saying. It started verse 11. He said, therefore, thus saith the Most High of Hosts, the Elohim of Israel, behold, I will set my face against you for the evil and to cut off all Yehuda. And I will take the remnant of Yehuda that have set their face to go into the land of Egypt to sojourn there, and they shall all be consumed and fall in the land of Egypt. They shall even be consumed by the sword and by the famine. They shall die from the least even unto the greatest. By the sword and by the famine, they shall be an exact execration and an astonishment, a curse and a reproach. For I will punish them that dwell in the land of Egypt, as I have punished Jerusalem, by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, so that none of the remnant of Yehuda, which are gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there, shall escape or remain, that they should return into the land of Yehuda, to which they have a desire to return to dwell there, for none shall return but such as shall escape. Then all the men that knew that their wives had burnt incense unto other gods, and all the women that stood by a great multitude, even all the people that dwelt in the land of Egypt in Patros, answered Jeremiah, saying, he says, as for the word that thou hast spoken unto us, in the name of the Most High, we will not hearken unto thee. That's just what he just said. But we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the queen of heaven, to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the city of Yehuda, in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of victuals and were well and saw no evil. But since we left off to burn incense to the queen of heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto her, we have wanted all things and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. And when we burned incense to the queen of heaven and poured out drink offerings unto her, did we make cakes to worship her and pour out drink offerings unto her without our men? The women said, we all of us did it. So they said, we ain't going to stop. We're going to keep doing what we've been doing, because when we was doing it, we was living good.
Mm.
And the Most High said, and you're going to die there too. I ain't doing it. I'm sorry. Look, let me tell y'all something. I love all of y'all to death. I don't even know you. The Most High has sent you to the nation of Yehuda, to the school of knowledge. But Yaina Yisrael done been through enough. I'm not doing that. I done been through enough. I want to see Yah. I ain't trying to be African. I ain't going to no place where I can't worship my Elohim. I'm done. I won't be there unless Yah say so. No. That's what got us in this mess in the first place. That is exactly what got us into this mess in the first place. And now he done went over there and he done denounced being Israel. Oh.
Well, you know, see, he told me, and you know, is that he had got his DNA back. And he's going with what they tell him, the people that he come from, you know. So I had to consider all of that kind of stuff, man. You know, and you know, because what he's saying and what and he then changed his, and found out his DNA that he's African in some form, at least, you know, something like that. He got genealogy. So you know, I gotta let people be who they want to be, man. But you know, I have to consider all of that stuff, man, when I make my decision. My decision is to follow the Almighty and what he has written. We know that that's our story. You understand? And we got to follow it, man. You know, he do the do's and the don'ts. We got to analyze that stuff and don't make the same mistakes.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm glad that you brought it to the surface. I'm glad that you said something about it because it's clearly something that needs to be discussed, because some people may be on the fence. Some people may be thinking about going. Some people may be thinking about doing all those things, but we're talking about going to a whole nother country. At least here, we are free, supposedly, to worship how we want to worship. At least here, we can do those things. I just don't know. I advise you to pray.
The one thing I'm finding, you know, see, is that, you know, it's gonna hit everybody. It's not just gonna hit America. You understand? They've got every nation that's affiliated with the Western culture. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Africa's got a lot of debt to them Europeans. You understand? I'm talking about in the billions of dollars, in the tens of billions of dollars. You understand? Because they done sold off this land. And they got money for that, you understand, in place of the land, but they still owe the money. Oh, it's a mess, man. I'm going to tell you that right now. I would be jumping from the frying pan into the fire.
You think? No.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to do that, have at it. Let's see. Mm-hmm. You know, they got a. I go by this saying now. Go on, do your thing. Let's see what you have.
Hold on. Area code 405, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
I was going to say maybe that guy, maybe he is a Hamite. If you want to be a Hamite, he can be a Hamite. But I know what Yah told me in 1999, who I was. And I asked him the question like David, I believe it's Dali, asked him, who am I that you're so mindful of? Who am I? And, you know, the Most High told me that I look just like him.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me know that I didn't need a DNA. I already know who I belong to. I don't even know who I am. But you know what? I went on and I did an extensive DNA. I did it just to see what results or what they could give me. I did the one that I think it was Henry Louis Gates said. He said they got one that's really, that'll take you even back 2,000 years originally where you come from. And I did that. And you know where it said I came from originally? Jerusalem.
All
and
right.
I said, that seals it right there. I didn't need to know that, but that was evidence of who I was.
I
they told how we, you know, traveled through. It ended up in the Ivory Coast, got sold or whatever, and ended up in the Atlantic slave trade. It came on up all the way up until here. So I don't need anyone's approval. I'm like you, Yaina. I am not going to Africa. That's not where I come from. I'm waiting on the Most High to tell me where to go. And I'm not going anywhere else.
Mm-mm.
If they want to go to Africa and build it up, that's on them.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
I agree. We done been through enough. I mean, for real, to be the fall for the okie doke. I don't care how stressful you get or how bad this is, the Most High said he was going to deliver. And he told us he was going to deliver us and bring us back into the land. Wherever that is, that's where that is. But I just believe that we need to wait on Yah. Because evidently ain't nobody running down there, even though they got all this YouTube stuff out. The door of no return. The return is gone. Ain't nobody. Evidently, it ain't no mass exodus of African of Israelites going in there.
Yeah.
Because when you try to reach one of them, they ignore you. They don't even return a phone call. Because they ain't talking to us. They talking to the powers that be. They don't want to have no contact with us. Because we all tried to reach out to all of them, Dr. Mumbia, or whatever her name is, and the rest of the people that's on those videos. And they didn't bother to contact us back because we're not the people they talking to. They talking to the powers that be.
Oh, okay. I feel you.
That's okay. That's the two-thirds that they're looking for.
If you got a place for the people, if you got a place for the people to come, you want to talk to the people, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Mm-mm.
They're not talking to me.
I can have him come on the show. Well, ask him if he come on the show to explain his side of his view. Because he was, I want to know what made him change. You understand? You know.
I mean, if you want to, I don't really need to hear, and I'm going to pray for him. I'm definitely going to pray for him because that breaks my heart, you know what I mean? Because that's a good brother, and that really breaks my heart, you know, that he's gone to those extremes. But I know a lot of Israelites that's done left the whole thing. Some of them say they Egyptologists, so they from Egypt. And it's like, Lord, have mercy, Lord, Lord, Lord. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do because our skin folk ain't our kin folk. They not. And he might be.
They don't have any concept of how they came here, what they came. They didn't come here as Hebrew, as Egyptologists or Egypt. You understand? They came here as Hebrew Israelites. When they got off them boats, before they got on those boats, they were Hebrew Israelites because they knew where they was getting them folks from. You understand? Mm-hmm. They didn't go into this, and Africans didn't sell Africans. They sold Hebrew Israelites. So them fellas, when they came here, they adapted that kind of philosophy. Egyptologists, how much they just, and they called themselves all kinds of names like that. You understand? They got that stuff here. That's another deception. You understand? To keep us misdirected and all of that kind of, oh, man, this is a mess. But the Almighty is not going to have it too much longer, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
We got 5 more months. After our punishment is over in the eyes of the Creator, you understand, then he's going to fall on these folks. And they getting it all up now. They all over the place. You knock this off my shoulder or I'm knocking that off your shoulder. And they test
And Brother Donald, some of them did not come from Africa. They came from, they went and got those people from Portugal and Ireland.
Okay.
They were black Irish and they were black Portugal Spaniards. And they brought them to the Ghana, to the Ivory Coast. And that's where they stayed at. They occupied them there for a while. Then they spread them to the islands and then up to, you know, the Atlantic. So some of those people didn't really come from, some of us did not even come from Africa. They came from Portugal. They came from Spain, and they were expelled, and they were Israelites. There were Israelites that were being expelled, and they sold them. And they sold them on to the slave traders, and then they didn't take them immediately to the islands. They took them to the Ivory Coast over there in West Africa, and they remained there for quite some time. Some of them died there. Some of them fought to get away, and then they shipped them to the islands and to and all over, and, you know, and that's how some of them went, because everybody didn't come from Africa was in Africa, because when they spread out, when they left Jerusalem, they spread out. They went through the lower part of India or wherever, and they spread over into where the Moors, they were part of the Moors, and some of them did not even convert to being Islam because they were afraid they were being killed by the Arabs, and they secretly kept their faith or tried to, but some of them went through Christianity. They were forced Christianity on them, and that's why we talk Gigi, because we got it from Portugal.
Okay, I agree with that. Man, that sounds like from Africa to Timbuktu. That's
yes.
We express that. Yeah, you know, we've been captive, not slaves per se, but we've been captive in 13 captivities. So we went through all of those little, all of those folks, man. Nobody was our friend. All of them plundered us. We went through all of that stuff. Ooh, it was ugly.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's just ridiculous, but. I mean, you know, here we go. Like I said, the closer we get, the more tempting it's going to get. The closer we get, the more they're going to throw at us. And that's why you got to stay focused, because the prayer is to get these answers to these questions. That's what the whole prayer is about, is to get answers to these questions and let the Most High know that we don't want to be led astray, and that he to deliver us and make it plain as to what it is we need to do and where we need to go. Just because it's common and everybody's talking about it, it doesn't mean that's the spot.
That's correct.
We get over there, and then they guess what? They lock us up because we keeping the Sabbath. Nope. We don't know nothing about their laws, their statutes, nothing about none of that. Like I said, we going for a tour. That's a whole nother government over there. A whole nother government, completely different. So it is, you know, she's stirring up something in this little pot, and, you know, and I'm like, nah, I ain't getting ready to do all that, no. You know, and it's like, what are you doing? They all sitting on the beach on their little yoga mats with their hands across their chest humming. No, because the first thing they're going to do is they're going to do the same thing the Europeans did, and they're going to introduce us to their God.
That is correct. That's how it works.
Nope. Absolutely not. So that's not going to work for me. And I encourage everybody else to do the same thing. Do your due diligence. Go before the Most High, fast and pray, and ask him where he wants us to deliver. You know, because we can't be so fast to just jump at everything everybody say because it sounds good. It's just too convenient. Especially with the people that don't even identify with us. Before all this came along, they didn't even identify with us.
Oh, I agree.
She says, oh, no, I'm not one of you. Oh, no, don't send me anymore. I said, no problem. Works for me. Now all of a sudden they got the cheer face on. Come home. Right. Okay. Nope. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It's time for the show to end. I have enjoyed myself. I hope that this is one of those shows that you can keep in your archive and, you know, begin. Don't forget to pray at 6 o'clock in the morning. Don't forget that the 4th is our Passover. Go through your cabinets and make sure you don't have anything that's yeast in your house at all. We will be on our conference call that we have for Thursday night and Saturday night. We will be there on the 4th. We're going to meet there, and I think it's going to start at 8 o'clock because it doesn't really get dark until a certain time. And we're going to meet there, and we're going to eat our meal together and have our little ceremony and hopefully the little brother will blow the shofar for us and everything. And we're going to start our Passover at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday night, on the 4th. I think that's the 4th. And we do what we need to do there so we can get together. Make sure that you buy your matzah crackers and get all the yeast out of your house. Try not to buy any bread, any crackers. Look on the back of your all of your stuff in your cabinets and make sure they don't have any yeast. If you bought them, get you a tub or something. And if you have a shed or something, you can put it in that. You know, but it can't be inside of your dwelling where you are because we're going to go right into the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So we're going to meet on the night of the Passover, and then we're going to meet again on Friday because that is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and then we're going to do 7 days where you eat matzah cracker. You got to eat a piece every day for 7 days, and then at the seventh day, we're going to come back together on the conference call again and end it. So that's how we're doing it. I want to make sure everybody know that on Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to meet on the 319-527-9197, and the access code is 256-039. Now, you're supposed to have a meat, you're supposed to have bitter herb and the matzah cracker, and some people have wine, you know, with their meal if they want to, and that is what we're going to eat, and we're going to have our ceremony and talk about what the Passover is all about. And then the very next day, we're going right into the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So buy a pack of matzah crackers as small as you can get because they sell them. They big. And you don't have to eat a whole cracker. You can just eat a piece. But you have to eat unleavened bread for 7 days. So we meet on the first day and the seventh day, and we come together, and then that ends the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So don't forget that we're going to do this. And also put your red ribbon. You can go to the dollar store and get a red ribbon and put the red ribbon over the doorpost to signify the blood that we had on the doorpost because they kept the Passover in their houses. That's how they did it, and that's how we're going to do it because that was their last night in Egypt before they left to go into the wilderness. Any questions? Anybody have any questions on that? Get rid of all the yeast out of your house for 7 days. No yeast of any kind. And check everything because you'd be surprised. Sometimes potato chips even have yeast in them. Everything has to go out of your house that has yeast. And you have to eat matzah crackers to replace the yeast for 7 days. You know, and I usually have one cracker because it's a big cracker. I eat on that one cracker for 7 days, and for that's my contribution. So if you have any questions, you can email us at the Yehuda Project. We'll be here Tuesday night. Also, if you need more information before we do it, before we go on to Thursday night, if someone missed tonight and you know they did, please have them call Tuesday night, and we'll go over it again and ask more questions on Tuesday night. All right, everybody. Well, thank you for coming tonight, Brother Donia. Thank you for the topic, and we will see you guys on Tuesday night. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
Shalom.